Hello, everyone. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. We have some sad news out of Atlanta this afternoon. Atlanta police say cleanup crews found a body this morning in the debris of a building damaged by last week's tornado. The discovery marks the only confirmed death in the city of Atlanta from that storm. Two people died from the tornadoes in northern Georgia. Police have not yet identified the man, but investigators did bring in cadaver dogs to look for other possible victims, but no others were found. You may recall the tornado damaged several buildings in downtown Atlanta, including right here at the CNN Center. Whether it was a mistake or a legitimate attack, a U.S. helicopter opened fire on a group of Iraqis at two checkpoints near Samarra. Six Iraqis were killed in that attack. Initial reports suggest the victims were members of a U.S.-backed Sunni security group. The U.S. military says they were attacked after five people were spotted conducting what they say was suspicious terrorist activity. And in Baghdad, at least one person was killed and eight were wounded when a bomb on a minibus exploded. The attack took place in a predominantly Shiite part of the city. The CEO of one of the companies linked to the improper accessing of passport files belonging to the presidential candidates is an advisor to Barack Obama's campaign. That's according to a source with the firm, the Analysis Corporation. John Brennan is also a former CIA official and former interim director of the National Counterterrorism Center. News that the passport files of Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John McCain had been improperly accessed came out Friday. Two CIA contractors were fired. Another was disciplined. Okay, you totally have to check out this next story. Look at this. It's a rock, right? A huge rock. Well, it may be for some, but it's a big deal for an Arizona woman and her brother. They say they see the face of Jesus Christ. They also say you can see a crown of thorns around the face when the midday sun strikes the rock at certain angles. The brother had a heart transplant last June. He says he first spotted the rock during follow-up visits to a clinic. Okay, interesting story there. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, even when you're on the go.